Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. After getting rained out yesterday, the Red Sox begin their season today. They'll play the Yankees in New York. Last season, Boston reached the American League Championship Series, where they lost to the Astros in six games. Since then, some players have come and gone, and Major League Baseball endured a 99-day lockout. So what will this season hold for the team and its fans? Let's take a look. We're joined now by Jen McCaffrey, Red Sox beat reporter for The Athletic. Good morning, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, a big story for the Red Sox this spring is Trevor Story. They signed the infielder to a six-year, $140 million contract. That's one of the biggest in years for Boston. So, Jen, what do you think we need to know about him and his impact on the team?
This is a big deal for them. Trevor Story is traditionally a shortstop, but the Red Sox wanted to keep Xander Bogaerts at shortstop, and so they're moving Trevor Story over to second base. He's been playing there in the spring, and he's been doing well. He's a very good athlete, has a lot of range in the field, so they're hoping that'll help them defensively, the Red Sox, offensively. He brings a lot of power. The way that his swing works for Fenway, the Red Sox are hoping he'll be able to use the monster and left to his advantage. He brings a lot of speed to the lineup, something they also haven't had in recent years. So he's an intriguing player, and it sounds like they're excited about him. And he hasn't had a ton of time to ramp up in camp because of the from when he signed. His wife had a baby in the middle of all of it, so he went home for a few days. So it's been a hectic sprint for him, but it seems like he's settling in pretty well in the short amount of time he's been here.
Chris Sale has been placed on the 60-day injured list. He'll miss at least the first 2 months of the season as he recovers from a rib cage injury. And he only pitched in 9 games last year, coming back from Tommy John surgery. How much do you think the Red Sox can expect him to contribute this season?
I don't want to say that's a huge, huge detriment, but they obviously were planning on him in the rotation. So they're going to be mixing things up a little bit. They may also end up making some sort of trade or move early in the season. Trades can happen, so you never know if they feel that they don't have enough. They might end up making something like that work.
And of course, this year's season is off to a bit of a delayed start because of the owner's lockout. That lockout also shortened spring training. What do you think that's meant for the Sox?
Yeah, not only for the Red Sox, but it's going to be interesting to see how this affects players across the league injury-wise. They're not going to, especially pitchers. Pitchers are creatures of habit. Baseball players in general are creatures of habit, but especially for pitchers, the number of innings they can only pitch, and can only throw every few days. So the lengthy, 6 week spring training is important for them to build up stamina and, build up arm strength. And again, to prevent injuries. And now that there's, been a shortened spring training by a few weeks, these guys have tried to build up as much as they can. But I think just a different setup rotation wise for a lot of teams, shorter starts, maybe guys are only going to be going 4 innings, in the early part of the year because they're not stretched out as much. But you also might see guys just getting hurt more because they're pushing it too much and they want to, kind of get into the action of things and haven't been built up enough.
Meanwhile, Canadian officials have said they won't allow players who haven't gotten a COVID vaccine to play. The Sox play 10 games in Toronto this season against their division rivals, the Blue Jays. Have you thought about how that will affect the team?
The team won't give us a list of players who are and who aren't, so we've kind of had to go kind of up and down the roster throughout the course of the season, checking in with guys. Majority of the team is vaccinated, but yes, it's especially a big deal for the teams in the American League East because this is a division rival, so you don't want to lose any of your players on a key road trip.
Okay, before I let you go, I know it's earlier than early, but would you mind sharing any predictions you may have about how this season may end for Boston?
There were some additions, some detractions from last year, but by and large, I feel like this is about the same team, and I don't see why they shouldn't be right up there competing with the Yankees, Rays, and Jays in the division. I think that they can I think they can be a high 80s, low 90s win team, and you know, competing there at the end for any, you know, maybe the division if there are injuries. Probably not, just because we mentioned the Blue Jays being such a tough team, but definitely a wild card spot, and you never kind of know what happens again with all those injuries throughout the course of the season, either to the Red Sox or to another team.
Jen McCaffrey, Red Sox beat reporter for The Athletic, thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.